You're listening to the Emboldened Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for the action takers, the doers, and the entrepreneurs who are making it happen. Spoiler alert, you are not Tony Robbins. I know, shocker, right? But here's the thing. I have been working with clients now for over a decade. And one thing I have consistently seen show up time and time again for my clients, for my coaching clients, as well as my social media management clients, so both sides of the spectrum, is the comparison trap. When you start looking at the people out there who are doing similar things to you, and you start comparing their successes to your successes, and you allow their success to hold you back from your success. A prime example of this would be seeing that Tony Robbins, during the pandemic, rolled out a virtual version of his program. And he asked a way smaller amount than he normally would ask of, I believe it was like $300. So seeing that number and then making the statement of, well, if Tony Robbins is only charging $300, who's going to want my $500 program? And my answer to you is what I started with, and that is, you are not Tony Robbins. You don't have the same life experiences as him. You don't have the same professional experiences, personal experiences, life experiences, all of that. You don't your experiences in this world and your journey radically different than his. So that means that you're going to have a unique perspective. That means that when you're teaching, when you're guiding, when you're mentoring someone, you're going to have a unique perspective that Tony Robbins doesn't have. And that's because he hasn't been through your journey, just like you haven't been through his. And that's something to keep in mind as you're moving forward with your social media, as you're working in your business with your marketing, is to leverage your unique story, to leverage your unique perspective, and tap into that as you're teaching, as you're selling, as you're mentoring, as all whatever it is you're doing. Tap into that, because that is what's going to set you apart from everyone else. Second thing to remember to keep in mind when you're looking at Tony Robbins or when you're looking at any of the big names out there, there's a plenty of them, and they're all amazing at what they do. That's not the question here. But when you look at them and you see that they've got millions of subscribers, millions of followers, they're bringing in millions of dollars, you start to fall again back into that comparison trap. And you start thinking, well, what's left for me? Again, remember, first of all, you're not Tony Robbins. Second of all, not everyone likes Tony Robbins. Not everyone resonates with his message. Not everyone resonates with the way he says things, with the way he phrases things, or with the way he does things. The life experiences he's gone through, that's not going to be relatable for everyone. But your life experiences, your unique perspective might be. So those people who don't necessarily jive with Tony Robbins, they might be your best clients. They might want to sign up with you because your story is more in line with theirs. Your story is offering a unique perspective that they've never thought of before, or it's in line with a unique perspective that they have. Your values might align, your beliefs might align. There's so many different areas of your business, of who you are, that might align perfectly with them that they want to work with you. But when you're stopping yourself, when you're limiting yourself by saying, well, so-and-so is doing this, and so-and-so is making this, and so-and-so has this, you're limiting yourself. You're stopping yourself from moving forward. And remember, in the previous episode, we talked all about getting in our own heads, getting in our own way, and telling ourselves a story to stop ourselves from moving forward. This is a prime example of that. This is you getting in your own head and telling this story that only you are manifesting, only you are experiencing, and only you are stopping yourself from doing. So we need to put things in perspective. We need to recognize that we are not those same people. We have unique perspectives. And how you can leverage that in your business is going to ultimately be what sets you apart from others. So how you show up and share your story, how you show up and share your voice is going to be different. And we're going to talk a little later, not today, but in a future episode, I've already got this one planned, about cookie cutter advice and feeling like a fraud when you're sharing that kind of advice, because I think that's incredibly valuable and important to this conversation. But for right now, we're going to talk about just who you are as a person. So an action item for today is to maybe write it down, to take some time. I know this is cookie cutter advice, right? To take that time and write it down. But we all know that the reason cookie cutter advice is such a strong thing and why everybody uses it is because in most cases, cookie cutter advice has some value. It works. And in this particular case, writing down what's unique to you, writing down your unique story, your unique voice, your unique perspective, that's going to better enable you and equip you to being able to stop the comparison trap. Because you look at Tony Robbins' story, you'll recognize that maybe only part of it resonates with you, but there's so much that doesn't resonate. There's so much that is different from your experiences. And now you can tap into the power of your story, of your voice, and use that to attract your unique audience. So you're no longer comparing and no longer falling into that trap. So today, I hope you remember that you're not Tony Robbins, but that doesn't make you any less than Tony Robbins. Until next time, thank you for joining me today on the Emboldened Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'll see you on the flip side.